You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we're going to start with two in-house grievances today, apparently. By the way, the phone lines are open. We do have four open lines.
Call early, call often.
Grab earlier. We start reading from the Old Testament. We are not afraid to do it.
Oh, I'm afraid to do it.
Today it will be Proverbs. I like Proverbs.
Oh, okay. We don't want to do Ecclesiastes?
We'll finish with that.
I want to do Ecclesiastes.
Okay. All right, Michael Mackey,
filling
in for Dana Wright. You have the honorary first grievance of this week.
I get the first grievance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
My grievance is that you have only mentioned my book three times today, and that is unacceptable.
What?
I now have two grievances.
You've only mentioned my book. You have 4 minutes. Oh, you've only mentioned it three times today, and that's not enough.
Where can one find that book?
Which is
actually really good, but now I'm annoyed, and
I just sold out at the airport. It's very exciting.
I can't find the cut, Mackie. I'm struggling. Who took the cut out?
Guys, you gotta
go check out this book by a guy named Michael Mackey, guys.
There was supposed to be a whole setup
It's called You Have 4 Minutes. Go and
it was supposed to be
that.
Kevin Pollak as Christopher Walken. Live radio is the worst. But anyway, go buy my book. It's on Amazon.
Guys.
Hello. Out there, Mr. and Mrs. Reader, what have you. Listen, I just wanted a moment of your time to say that if you can get access to a new book called You Have 4 Minutes by Michael Mackey, you got to grab this. Go for the gold. Read, listen, what have you. Can't recommend this highly enough. There.
Jeez.
I found it.
You are a selfless self-promoter.
Thank God I'm here. Thanks, Sam.
I feel like my impersonation of his impersonation was pretty good.
That was Kevin Pollak as Christopher Walken.
It wasn't awful.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
It was rather impressive.
Let's get quick because I want to get to these people.
Let's do it.
Sam, you have two grievances now.
Well, my first one was that I couldn't find that cut, but my real grievance is
same.
When your show host sends you his story ideas at 1:57. Hmm. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
All right, gang, we've got lines open. Grab them while they're hot. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. We will start at the top with Lucy in Lee's Summit.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, happy Friday.
Same.
So, Scott, my grievance is with you.
Okay.
You've said it a couple of times this week. Can you say, repeat after me, Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
Falcon.
Okay, hang on.
Falcon. It's a bird.
They don't have birds in Star Wars. Not in the first one. Millennium Falcon.
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 Dang it.
Cool whip.
Millennium Falcon. You got it.
Lucy. Lucy.
I'm going to give it one more shot.
What?
Millennium Falcon.
No.
First say Millennium.
So close.
Millennium.
Millennium.
Then say Falcon.
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 Now say Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
Nice.
There you go. There you go.
You know what they say, Lucy, 10th time's a charm.
I know. That made me smile. Thank you, Scott.
Goodbye. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Lainey in Blue Springs.
Hi,
hello.
Lainey.
Hi, Michael. I love your book. It's awesome. I can't believe they haven't been talking about it the whole time.
Lainey, you're the best. Hey, guess who's having a book signing tomorrow in Weston? This guy.
Ooh,
I know. I'm going to be at Happy Endings Bookshop, Lainey. Come swing by 12 to 2.
I will try. Well, my grievance is with the Kansas City Royals organization. Because historically, with the 50-50 raffle, we could buy our tickets for an entire home series. Mm. So I would spend like $120 per year. not a big deal. Now they've changed it to where you have to donate every single game, and they do a drawing every game. I'm not spending $810. So it makes me mad that the 50-50 raffle went to per game versus per series.
Lainey, did you ever win the 50-50 raffle?
No, I haven't.
You've never won?
But it's a great, I like donating to it because it's charity, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to donate every single game.
Okay. You're in.
All right.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Lainey.
Thank you for it. Shane in Olathe, you're next. Hello,
Hi,
Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Hey, good afternoon. This is kind of long, so I'll try to speed it up. I got audited several years ago, and because of the audit, because my old accountant gave me some bad information, I got audited and owed a lot of money. So over the years, I had to go on a payment plan. Well, my accountant emailed me a couple days ago saying, hey, the government lost a lawsuit saying that during COVID, because they suspended the deadline, well, if they suspended the deadline, how can there be any penalties and interest? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order to get this, I need to pay my accountant $250 per year to file to get this claim. Now, here's the grievance, is that the government is appealing this. If they appeal and the government wins, that means they don't have to pay back any money, but yet my money didn't go to the government, it went to the accountant. So I'm out $500 or $750 to possibly lose. Does that make sense?
Yeah, to lose even more.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So the government really owes us this money, but like you guys were saying yesterday, they don't care about what they owe us. They just really care about what we owe them.
Well, and I think it was Sam who said the you can go back on the government 3 years.
Correct.
They can go back on you, as they did in the case of this one young man who was 17, and his father died when he was a teenager. And they went back on him 30 years and said, we want $8,000 back.
Which I can't even believe that's how they, why do we even want $8,000? I mean, that's ridiculous.
The government poops $8,000 the second they open their eyes.
Oh, they waste so much money. $8,000 is just, it wouldn't buy one of their screwdrivers.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, wow. I'll be honest, and the IRS has a purpose. It serves a purpose. I think it's a necessary but understandably damned organization. But for people within the IRS who are going back on this young man 30 years to when he was 17 years old and trying to extract from him $8,000 on some bizarre oops, we overpaid you scheme, how that one person or group of people sleep at night, I will never know. I have no clue.
They sleep in their very nice house that they wish to keep getting paid so they can afford.
Mm. All right. Every line is open. If you call in, we'll get you in. I promise.
I can just grieve for an hour. I got plenty of complaints.
And I've met you.
If we have to go that route, we will. But we have every line open.
I'm supposed to agree with that.
Sorry, that's on me. That's my bad.
Let me finish. My grievance is with the two of you arguing back and forth. If you call in, we will get you in. I promise. 913-586-7798.
He promises.
Michael Mackey, filling in for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. Here on KMBZ. It is Festivus Friday. We have a full board. Thank you for that. Let's go to the first in, and that is Bob in Kansas City. Bob, hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, fellas. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, my grievance is when we're giving out bad information, IRS employee here.
Okay.
So there are strict statutes of limitations that the IRS has to follow. So we have 3 years to assess tax. We have 3 years to refund any overpayments. We have 10 years to collect. There are a couple of, we're talking minute cases where we have the 30-year-old Beeler versus commissioner. That is a way outside of the normal. So most people hearing information like this think, oh my gosh, the IRS is going to come after me after 30 years. It's simply not true.
Then why is there an exception for this once young man who's now, I presume, nearing 50? Why is there an exception? And maybe this is above your pay grade. I have no idea what your position is with the IRS, Bob.
Right.
But how could they even conceivably go after somebody like him?
When I heard you report this, as the first thing I did was hopped on the computer and I found it. But like I said, I've never seen it. And I've never seen it going beyond the collections portion of the 10-year rule. But the assessment, it feels like almost recently, the addition of like, so let's say you reported that you made $100,000 last year. And then all of a sudden you said, oh, I forgot about this other job I had, and you want to add another 50 grand to it. Well, you're over 25% that you've omitted. Well, they're going to extend that assessment period by up to an additional 3 years. And that's generally the only exception to that rule.
Well, Bob, we always say on this show, we are not above a correction, and we do appreciate you correcting us.
No worries. No worries. I love the show. Can't wait to hear more.
All right. Be well. Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. So my grievance is officially going to be anyone who talks bad about Kansas or Missouri roads, for that matter. Granted, Kansas is better, but that's neither here nor there. So I just did a week-long trip to the East Coast. We went to Niagara Falls and Times Square. We went to see the Statue of Liberty. And I tell you, I was actually glad to see construction when we got back to Kansas and Missouri, because, oh my God, the roads are just horrific on the East Coast. Yeah, anyone who thinks our roads are bad, please, for the love of God, drive out to the East sometime, and then you'll have a whole new love for how good our roads actually are.
I will only challenge you, and it's not a challenge, but
by all means,
the only stretch of road in our city that petrifies me is northbound 435 at Midland. We were coming home the other night from dinner, and on Friday night, it was Friday night, and we were driving over the bridge, and my car was bouncing so hard, I turned to T and I go, where are we driving, on the moon?
Yeah, you know, I will admit that we do have our fair share of roads that are really bad, but the vast majority of them are way better than we give them credit for. It was like when we were in Boston specifically, it was like literally driving, like you said, on the moon. It was so bad everywhere we went, and massive potholes. I actually had an alignment done on our car before we went, and I'm thinking I need to get another one because of how bad it was.
All right, Mike. Hey, welcome home, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
James in Warrensburg.
Hi, James.
Scott.
James.
And Mackie, I've never got to talk to you, but it's nice to meet you over the air, bud.
You too, bud.
My grievance real fast is with Scott and his use of the letter B. This is a double-edged sword. The first one is he's always giving that guy crap on the traffic. I think it is. Is it Bill Buckner?
Bill Buckner.
Yeah, Bill Buckner. Well, I'm calling on his behalf. And when you interrupt people, you get stuck on the word B by going B-b-b-b-b-b. I always want to call in, but I can't ever get through. But it's your constant use of interruption and the letter B.
Okay.
Hit it, Sam.
Bad. That was perfection. That was bliss.
Hit it, Sam.
Yeah.
That was good. That's what he said. That was a good earn.
Carrie, he asked me to play it. I said, yeah.
Carrie in Kearney. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're well. Thank you.
I got a good one for you. So my wife works for a local area school district that the school that she teaches at is getting ready to go through a major remodel for the whole school year next year. She had to, mostly on her own time, pack everything up in boxes out of her own classroom, everything. She had to haul at least 75% of it in her own vehicle to the new temporary school. haul it all in there, and then reset up her whole new classroom all by herself. The school district is hauling a little bit of the stuff, but she has to do it all by herself. So people don't want to complain about teachers. Oh, they get all these summers off and all this stuff. Well, she doesn't get the summer off because she's too busy setting up a new temporary classroom for the school year next year.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think it's unfair when people say, and this comes from my brother having been in education all of his career as primarily a high school math teacher, but now he's in administration. And a number of friends of mine, Kerry, that are in education, if you think they're sitting poolside sipping margaritas and eating hot dogs for 3 months every summer, they are not.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely correct.
That is one of the greatest stereotypes in America, is that teachers just sit around and do nothing during the summer. And that is not true. Diane in Blue Springs. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you.
I have a gratitude and then a grievance. I'm going to do a little backwards. So my gratitude is Sunday will be mine and my husband's 12th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congrats.
And so I wanted to give him a quick shout out to Nathan.
That's awesome.
My grievance is to the jackwagon that T-boned him today in his work truck.
Yeesh.
Is he okay?
He is okay. The truck is not. But, yeah, kind of screwed up our weekend plans.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but congratulations nonetheless.
Thank you. Thank you. We've raised two wonderful kids that I just dropped off at their grandparents' house so that I don't have to deal with them this weekend.
Best weekend ever, Diane.
Absolutely.
All right, be well.
We might just be sitting on the back deck with margaritas tonight.
Hello.
Atta girl.
Hello. You know what that leads to? Okay.
Really?
What does it lead to? More margaritas?
What does it lead to, Scott?
Them getting bad.
Okay. All right. Maybe some chips and salsa.
All right.
Maybe a little chips and salsa.
Yeah, you know. Ooh, guacamole.
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
I don't know if we're going to have time.
A little taco bar.
Maybe a little taco bar.
Yeah.
Maybe we go soft taco. Maybe we go hard shell. I don't know if we're going to have time.
Got to go soft taco. It's more authentic.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. We got three lines filled. We got probably room for another three more before the top of the hour. We will get you in if you call in 913-586-7798 for Festivus Friday. Mark in Olathe. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Howdy.
Howdy.
So, 'tis the season for suicidal people on motorcycles, the lane splitters, and the guys that like to ride fast. That's one of my biggest grievances. Mm. It pains me. And then my second grievance is it's for Dana. She seems like she takes almost every Friday off.
Wait till June.
Oh, I can imagine.
Really?
It's going to be all Mackie all the time.
Got that Robin Roberts schedule.
Robin Roberts schedule?
Yeah, but for those that missed the Dana-isms, I don't know if you have any Mackie-isms.
I don't know if we do either. I will be gone at least one day in June. I am taking my birthday off for the first time ever in my career to go get a colonoscopy.
They're not that bad.
I'm very excited.
Sounds riveting.
It will be. Carolyn in Tonganoxie.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hello. Happy Festivus. Hey, I have a grievance. It's been an ongoing one for some time now. And it's for all of you, specifically Scott. I guess this is Rag on Scott Day. Every day you mention that awful show that you go home and watch at 6:30 and give them all that free advertising. Every day.
What awful show are you talking about?
I don't want to even say the name.
Does it rhyme with Feel of Fortune?
Yes, it rhymes with that. and all the free advertising you're giving them. And Scott, I know you're an intelligent person, and I would like to challenge you to, instead of watching that, do a cryptogram puzzle. It's the same concept, but it's more challenging. So I think that would be a better use of your mind and your time.
Carolyn, I'm not challenging you, but you what is your beef with Feel of Mortune?
Fortune.
Well, I just think it's just a show full of fluff, and I've watched it a few times. My parents always used to watch it. That's probably where it comes from. I feel like my time can be better spent on something else.
Carolyn, you're going to hate my book. It's full of fluff, too.
I'm in it. I'm in chapter 39.
Well, I tell you what, it is on my read list. So, I would like to check it out. But also, Mr. Backey, I haven't been able to listen all afternoon. And I just wonder, have I missed Cinnamon Gum?
We have not done Cinnamon Gum. Maybe we'll end the show with Cinnamon Gum.
All right. We only
have 20 minutes left, so maybe. It's a hard maybe, Carolyn.
Carolyn, could you give me, just for the sake of inspiration, more for Mackey than for me, can you give me a Mackey impersonation of him doing Cinnamon Gum?
Cinnamon Gum!
Knowing how Hang on. You know the line. So you just fired it off. Let's do this one more time. I'm going to say, knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone.
Okay.
And then you pause for just a second, and you go, Cinnamon Gum.
Okay.
All right, you ready? So you start us off.
Ooh, exciting.
Okay. Cinnamon Gum.
Knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone.
Cinnamon Gum.
Yeah, baby.
Now we don't have to play it. Carolyn,
you know, every time I think this show cannot get any dumber.
Oh, then I start talking.
It sets the bar higher. It's crazy.
Or lower.
No, higher.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the hierarchy of dumbness. Right. We're at the top.
Oh, I'm just getting started. Jenny in Warrensburg.
Hi, Jenny.
James.
Oh, Annie.
Yeah,
oh, Annie, I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on. I beg your pardon.
That's okay.
Sorry, Annie.
That's okay. I love this show, you guys. I hope you're having a good Friday.
We are. Thank you.
I miss Dana, so please tell her shame, shame, she's gone today. Mm-hmm. My grievance is of a past show, Scott, that you did a long time ago about pets being like children or babies to the owners. That's my grievance is against you, Scott, on that, because we do, as pet owners, spend a lot on the pets, almost like a human child. Now, I don't call mine necessarily fur baby, but she is my baby. And I've had past pets that have always been my babies, and I spent a lot on them at the vets. You clean up after them. You practically have to wipe their tail, their butt, whatever. You treat them just like human babies, and you spend a lot of money on them. So that is my grievance, because I know, Scott, you were talking the opposite about that on one of your past shows.
I was.
Yes.
I'm not going to challenge your grievance at all, but I will just simply say I stand by what I said, but I certainly accept your grievance.
Well, thank you. And you guys have a wonderful Friday.
All right,
thanks, Annie.
Am I the most unpopular person in Kansas City today, or what?
250%.
My grievance is with the caller who just said that Scott is intelligent.
And stay down.
This is starting to hurt.
This is where you would play the cricket sound, Sam. I can't believe you don't have that just queued up.
Roland in Independence. Hello, Roland.
Hi, Roland.
Oh, hi.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, my complaint is like the CMS from Missouri, the Center for Medical Services.
Okay.
I tried to report them overcharging for their hours for their visits.
Oh.
I had to cut him off. He named the business.
Okay.
We can neither confirm nor deny anything that he just alleged. I had to dump it.
I beg your pardon. I thought he had mentioned a government agency.
Now we can talk about. He was trying to say that the place where his wife currently is getting treatment is practicing the same fraud that is happening in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Allegedly.
So I beg your pardon. I didn't catch that. I thought he had mentioned a state agency.
Oh, maybe he did and I misheard it. Either way, we're here now. Sorry. Okay. I thought he named the business. I was like, we can't know.
Let me know when we're at a reasonable dump time and we will get back to the callers.
That was a great time for a break, you know.
You want to go early?
From the text line. Yeah, we can.
Go ahead. From the text line.
My grievance is with pharmacy patients who think it's a more convenient idea to come in for a free dose rather than just go home and get their prescription.
How do you get a free dose from the pharmacy? We're talking about regulated, federally regulated drugs.
And from the text line, my grievance is the caller who said that Scott's intelligent.
Yeah, I already read that one.
I know. It just needed a second.
Okay.
It's a rough crowd here today. I'm going to have to burn some sage after this.
We're almost there.
913-586.
Sorry, Roland, if you didn't name the business.
7798.
Sorry,
if you
Roland.
Didn't, my name, my grievance is me. Oh, my grievance is with myself. I was in a very tight parking spot earlier this week, and I am the biggest hater of people who door ding other people's cars. And I accidentally door dinged them.
Did you leave a note?
I didn't know what to do.
So you drove off. You drove off, didn't you?
I feel like a horrible person. I regret it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's cameras. I'm sure someone
was there damage?
It was a white car, and I could not tell if the mark that was there was from my door or if
it was
there.
Oh, come on, Sam.
I already feel like a horrible person. Let's go to Don in Independence.
Okay.
Hi, Don.
Oh, is it my turn now? Got that back up there, Sam?
Yes, we did.
All right. Appreciate it. I've got a gratitude here. I was told it was okay to name the business on this one here because it is a gratitude. My mom passed away earlier this week.
I'm so sorry.
And thank you very much. Monday night, and she'd been in hospice care at North Care Hospice House up at North Kansas City Hospital since last Wednesday night. I just was, my gratitude was, that was some of the best bunch of people up there that worked with her and helped make her final days a lot more comfortable, and she wanted to go out on her terms, and they helped her very much with that, and I just want to thank him very much. Lots of gratitude to those folks at North Care Hospice House.
Don, let me just say two things very quickly. Number one, I am so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And number two, I don't know a lot of people in that business. You obviously had an opportunity to work with some of them over the last couple of weeks, I'm sure. They are cut from a different piece of cloth than we are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely doing God's work. And like literally. I said, they were just a great bunch of people. They really were. And I thank them very much for what they did for my mom.
Right on. All right, Don.
The Lord's work for sure.
God bless you and your family. From the text line, where to go? My grievance is with all the people giving Scott a hard time. We love you, Scott. Even if you don't like your fur babies, we still love you. That is not true. And I'm not going to challenge this grievance, but that stupid dog that we adopted last June or July, whatever it was, up at Hope in Leavenworth is a godsend to me. I love, love, love that dog. She's become one of my best friends, and she follows me around like a shadow, and I adore her. My argument a couple of months ago, and this is a clarification, not a challenge, was it always drives me crazy when people sort of equate their pets to their children. If somebody burst into my home and said, it's either Sarah, Maya, or Lizzie, Lizzie's going 10 out of 10 times. Lizzie is an addition to our family, but she is not my child. That was my argument a couple of months ago, and I stand by it.
Amen.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, Michael Mackey from
MichaelMackey.com.
Sam Stevie III, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Carolyn, this one's for you. You can sing along, as can the rest of Kansas City. Are you guys ready for some cinnamon gum? I know I am.
Okay. All right. What is this, amateur hour?
Oh.
You got to play along. What the heck? Hey, let's try this again.
No, Michael Mackey. You got to play.
First day on the radio.
All right, you ready?
All right, rewind just a little bit farther.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
You cut out there.
Exactly.
Unacceptable. Everyone all together now. Cinnamon gum! You cut it out. Here we go. Let's do it again. Cinnamon gum!
Okay, I can't. No.
This is a lot. We're never doing it again.
This is a lot. We're doing it again.
No, we're not doing it again. My grievance is with Michael Mackey.
Okay.
Who doesn't remember that for the last, what would you say, Sam, half dozen to a dozen times that he's been in, you have always faded it down on
I
the...
I didn't know that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, every time.
Every single time.
That's new material.
No.
I did not know that. I thought you were trying to pull one over.
I've been doing it every time.
Sorry, Steve Perry.
Okay.
I screwed the pooch on that one. That's on me.
Dakota in Green Valley. Hello.
Hi, Dakota.
So am I even allowed to talk about MoDOT now since the other guy got booted?
I don't know. You need to ask Sam because we did a deep dive and he did mention a state agency.
Yes, I know for a fact that MoDOT is a government agency, Dakota, so you are more than welcome to mention them.
Okay, good, because I would like to know what kind of nonsense they're on. So I'm a CDL holder. I drive semis for a living. And as I'm sitting at my swap waiting to kill time before I have to go to my final pickup, I read an article from KCTV5 that says that they're highly encouraging semi-drivers to not use the major interstates during the FIFA World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here, I was like, do they not know how semis work, and especially in a metropolitan area? And especially me, I work in an LTL trucking business, which is less remote. It's kind of like UPS, FedEx, box truck, but in a over-the-road vehicle. So we'll pick up and deliver all throughout our metropolitan where our terminal station. And I'm thinking here with all, and KDOT honestly has fault in this too. With all the construction that's already going on and much of a pain in the butt it's been to change our routes to get around them, and now you think that we're going to be perfectly okay of like, oh, yeah, we completely understand. It will avoid this area. No, bite me. Bite me, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
All right. You're hello. In.
From the text line, my grievance is that I just tuned in to my last Festivus Friday, only to find that Michael Mackey is filling in. I am sad it's my last Festivus Friday in KC. I am moving to Indiana.
You can listen to us on the app.
Odyssey, mm-hmm. AUDACY.
Mm-hmm. Safe travels eastward.
Or get the podcast anywhere you find the podcast. Yep. The Dana and Parks Podcast. Follow us on Spotify, Apple, and again, wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, that was shameless. Lauren in Lee's Summit. Lauren, hello.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, guys. My grievance is that I don't think Scott gets enough love on this show.
Thank you.
He is so funny and so, like, authentic. I wanted to say this. I was trying to figure out a way to say this without offending Dana, because I love her, too. But to me, it's like you guys are a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know, together, you're amazing. Perfection. Scott's the peanut butter, and Dana's the jelly, and Sam's the bread that holds it all together, right? When you're by yourself or with Mackie or someone else, you know, I know plenty of people who would love to put some peanut butter on a piece of bread and eat it just fine. I don't know anybody who's putting jelly on a piece of bread and eating that by itself.
What am I, Lauren?
Oh, you're either
honey. He's honey.
Honey. Honey. Yeah. Honey or banana.
Mm-hmm. I'll take delicious. Banana. Mm, really? Thanks, Lauren.
You're welcome. I love you guys so much. And thank I love you. Dana, too, but nobody's putting jelly on a piece of bread and eating it by itself. Scott, you're amazing, and I love you.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thanks, Lauren.
Morgan, we got 30 seconds. Can you do it?
Morgan, talk fast.
Yes, most definitely. Real quick, my daughter wants to say hi.
Hi.
Hello, young daughter.
Hey, girl, hey.
My grievance is the fact that we have 3 water parks down here, down in the south side of Kansas City, that were all broke the last week, and when one of them came back up and running, parents will leave their kids and just drop them off, and now half one of the splash pads is mm-hmm. broken.
All right. Morgan, we got you in. Have a great weekend. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III.
We love you, Sam Stevie.
My good friend and co-host today, Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com.
Join me in Weston this weekend. We're signing books.
Real quick, 10 seconds. Where can they find you?
Tomorrow, Happy Endings Bookshop, 12 to 2, baby.
Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.